You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
6:44. Thanks for joining us this morning here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Tommy's back tomorrow. Professor Jose Bautista, an economist at Xavier, joins us on the live line. Good morning, Professor. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. Thank you very much for having me, David.
Glad you're here. I wanted you to join us this morning because I saw this headline. Big luxury brands see drop in sales similar to the Great Recession. I said, wait, what's going on here? The article goes on to talk about how Gucci, Louis Vuitton, and others are seeing up to a 5% decrease in sales this year. And 5% to a company is a significant drop in how much they do business. And the last time that luxury brand industry was hit like this was the Great Recession. So I want to know what was going on. And I was hoping you could shed a little light on it for us. In this time where we're seeing all of this inflation, all of these pressures from tariffs and trade deals, why is it that the luxury brands seem to be taking one of the hardest hits?
Well, you know, there's in the mind of a typical consumer, when the price goes up, then the amount that the consumer want to buy decreases. But there are two components to that decision. One is called the substitution effect, where obviously when the price of something goes up, the consumer would want to substitute for the relatively cheaper good. So the second part to that is what is called an income or a wealth effect. Now, that wealth effect can go in either direction of the price, where if a price of a good goes up, the consumer can either continue to buy less of the good or continue to buy more of the good, because that wealth effect could be a result of there are a handful of reasons why. Just simply, for example, for luxury goods, just the feeling that, by purchasing that, you demonstrate an aura of wealth. You've moved into a higher class.
So you're willing to spend more for that Rolex, to spend more for that high-end brand name because it makes you look wealthy, and for some people it makes them feel better to be blinged out in this expensive high-end gear or be driving the luxury car or whatever the case may be. Some people, it's worth it to spend more because they feel like it presents some kind of image or makes them feel better about themselves.
Sure, sure. Now, another reason could be it's also for other luxuries. It could also be a source of savings. For example, take jewelry and art, okay, where they know that it also gives them that aura of moving to a higher social class, but also the appreciation. They know there's an appreciation value to the purchase that the good that they're purchasing, whether it's jewelry or art. They know that the price is going to be going up, so therefore there's an increased value, and therefore they'll want to buy it.
Is this part of what we're seeing largely across the economy, not only in the luxury end of things, where people now with the inflation outpacing income increases and the growing number of tariffs increasing the prices of many goods and everything else that's happening? Are we just seeing kind of at the high end level the same kinds of decisions that consumers at every level are having to make? Do they want to find ways to cut back by finding less expensive options? Are they getting rid of what they may perceive as unnecessary spending? Or is something going on in the high-end market that is...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's different than what the rest of us are going through every day when trying to make purchasing decisions.
Well, yeah, there are two more things that, yeah, you're correct. There are two more things that are that add to this. Sure, you know, people, there's some who definitely believe they can come across with this aura of wealth by not purchasing the real thing, by purchasing knockoffs, because the knockoffs are, you know, can come pretty close to the, you know, perception of, you know, the actually authentic good. But the newest, you know, issue that's come into this decision making of consumers is the legitimization or legalization of the of cryptocurrency, and so therefore, when people given the, you know, the passage of the crypto law last week and the president signed it, all right, you know, are we going to see, you know, crypto being used as a substitute, you know, for, you know, in terms of, you know, in terms of a luxury asset? You know, it remains to be seen, but definitely the opportunity is there, since, you know, it has been given further legitimacy, or I don't know what the right word is, value, or greater, you know, opportunity for perception, wealth perception, by the passage of that law last week. And so therefore, you know, instead of spending money on, you know, a Gucci bag or a Louis Vuitton suitcase set, you know, people just might take a look at, you know, the opportunity to purchase crypto and see, you know, their savings appreciate in that manner. So yeah, there's different opportunities that people take a look at, just buying again, the limited amount of what were called luxury goods in the past. People are having different options now.
Do you think any of these luxury brands, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Rolex, what, pick any one you want, with these losses they've already felt and the projections for continued losses, Are some of these high-end brands going to have to make tough decisions about if they can stay in business the way they've been doing business? Might they have to change their models, or can they handle these worst sales since they've seen going back to the Great Recession of the late 2007 to 2009 time frame?
That depends upon a couple of things. The state of competitiveness in that market for luxury goods, and along with that goes to a couple of issues. Whether the losses they're sustaining is persistent enough to exceed the fixed cost of their operations. So if you're better off, shutting your business down and just paying your fixed costs, your insurance, your taxes, property taxes. If the loss exceeds that, then it makes a whole lot more sense to shut your business down. That's why a lot of retail has gone online, because again they forego the operating cost of having to pay long-term leases. And the second issue there is whether the price with production costs increases. Again, tariffs go along with increases in those production costs. If the market price doesn't come up to that, those production costs, that will be a driving force for firms, even as well known as Gucci, Louis Vuitton, again, like you said, Rolex, name your brand, to think about closing shop.
We're talking with Jose Bautista. When we come back, we'll talk to the common folks who are not in the luxury brand market about what the economy holds, today's potential interest rate changes, and what the economy looks like moving forward after we check on WWL traffic. The Fed meets today. Will they change interest rates? Professor Bautista, what do you expect to see happen?
That's anyone's guess. Unfortunately, because of political reasons, more than anything else, in actuality, what should be happening is that the Fed, whenever they meet, they study or they discuss three reports. One report is the state of the world economy. The second report is the state of the domestic economy. And the third report is the recommendation of the chairman based on the two aforementioned reports. Now, these reports are, they're a compilation of very, very intense and very, very complex econometric studies. And so, therefore, the fact that the decisions now, especially as stated through the press, are coming through as a result of some sort of contrived or actual political pressure from Congress and from the president is really unfortunate, because monetary policy is not supposed to be driven that way. In fact, it was political pressure. If we go back in our banking history, financial history, that led to the closure of the two central banks that the United States had, in the early part of the 19th century, that were functioning very well, that served the economy very well. It was, the infighting between the president and the management of the second bank of the United States. And
politics always seems to get in the way. We're out of time, Dr. Bautista. Thank you for joining us here on WWL. Most economists do not feel like we'll see an interest rate change now. We're back after the news here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker on this hump day.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.